We're talking about gratitude and the spirit of ingratitude that seems to permeate our culture, so clearly illustrated by LeVar Ball, the father of this young man that was released because of the president's actions. UCLA basketball player stole something in China, held it incarcerated, could have served 5 to 10 years in prison. President gets him released, and the father, for whatever reason, whether it was to promote shamelessly his commercial goods or whatever, was just not thankful for what the president did. That permeates our culture. Sam, how do we change the culture, which is becoming increasingly unthankful? How do we change it back to what God wants it to be, what we all should be, and that is a society permeated by a spirit of gratitude?
Dave, I think in the simplest terms, and even yesterday on this program with Isaac Crockett and myself and a guest, we were talking about biblical worldview as compared to a postmodern or a secular worldview. And I described it very simply as that one view, a biblical worldview, is a God-centered worldview, and the other is a God-less worldview. Dave, that is as simple as you can get. If we have a fear of God, if we do as our coins tell us, in God we trust, well, if we do, we will be thankful because we will recognize that He created all and everything that we have came from Him. And then the logical next question is then, what do we do with it? Well, then we do with those things He's given us, those things that glorify Him and bring honor and attention to God. Now, if we take God out of the picture, who are you left gratifying and thanking? Well, you may thank government, or you look in the mirror every day, you thank the person you see in the mirror. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. So it's either a God-centered view, or it's a God-less or God-rejected view. And that's about as simple as I can get, Dave. I think when our pilgrims came here and they were recognizing that it was God who protected them along the way, the first thing they did when they came was they knelt down and they thanked God for their arrival, even though many had died. All those things happened because they had a fear of God. If they had no fear of God, they would never have done that. And I would say we would not be here today because God would not have blessed the efforts, but He did bless those. So that's it, Dave. We take God out of the picture, we look in the mirror, and God is what we're looking in the mirror. We look at ourselves. That's about as simple as I could be on that.
Well, Sam, what you're saying is echoed very clearly in Romans 1, in the passage I quoted earlier. When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Here's the result. Neither were thankful. So what you're saying, Sam, is 100% accurate. And by the way, that arrival of the pilgrims that we commemorate here in Thanksgiving week, there is a painting that hangs in the rotunda of the United States Capitol that depicts that arrival and them doing exactly what Sam Rohr said, and that is kneeling to thank God for His protection, even though a number of lives were lost en route, yet they knew God was the one that had brought them to these shores. And so when God is removed from the picture, then there is automatically following that a spirit of ingratitude or a spirit of incredible selfishness that looks at self and says, I'm the one that's accomplished this, when it's not me that's done it. It is God that's given us the strength, the ability, even to draw our next breath, much less accomplish all the other things that we accomplish and are able to do and enjoy in life. So God-less versus God-centered, I think that hits the nail squarely on the head.